That's fine. What I want to do is lower this.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, can you hear me? Good. Well, thanks for hanging in there. I think you all get extra credit for this one. Well, I am here from the Network for a Healthy California, and this is yet another aspect of what we do. I don't have any relationships to disclose, like every other speaker I have seen here. Oops. We are the largest provider of supplemental nutrition assistance program nutrition education in the nation. If you don't know what supplemental nutrition assistance program is, it's the food stamp program. Its name changed on October 1st, so get used to it. We're funded by USDA, and these days the network has about 130 projects, as Jennifer said, spread over 11 regions. We use social marketing to do our work, and our tagline is Champions for Change, which has the attributes of empowerment, champions, and change agents to get across our goals of improving fruit and vegetable consumption, physical activity, food security, with the long-term goal of chronic disease prevention, including and particularly obesity prevention. We work in a number of channels. We use a number of different modalities to do our work. Our total qualified income population group is about 7 million people that live in households with an income less than or equal to 185% of the federal poverty level. But our mass media population group is more strictly defined. Primarily, we're aiming for women who have children in the household less than 18 years old, and that's about 2.1 million California women. Primarily English and Spanish dominant, Latina, African American, and Caucasian moms. And of course, we're looking at moms as the person who brings the food into the household and who has real interest in the long-term and short-term welfare of her kids. Let's see. Oh, sorry. I'm not so good at this thing. Now, we've been using mass communication for a long time in the network. We've been using TV, radio, and outdoor advertising. But the goal for Food Stamp Nutrition Ed is to directly reach food stamp and other low-income households. And TV and radio and outdoor billboards just don't do that. You can pick radio and TV programs that tend to reach low-income audiences at the time and of the program that you're advertising on. You can put billboards in communities that are low-income communities, but you can't directly reach households. Direct marketing, however, is an option for mass communication that can go to identified households that meet eligibility criteria. So direct marketing goes right to the consumer, generally unsolicited. It tries to drive a purchase that is attributed to a specific call to action, and our purchase in this case is buying into the network's message. And it's trackable. You can track a measurable response. And we use business reply cards to track a response, and then we also did an actual evaluation. So this is our direct mailing. It was a DVD, and we package it along with print materials. Whoops. Got to go the right direction here. Our DVD packet had a number of interesting materials, and we're going to look at each one. First was the DVD. It was a 14-minute DVD. It was done in the format of a mom-to-mom roundtable talk show format. Now, we wanted Oprah to do our talk show, but she was a little bit beyond our price bracket. So We went with a couple of really fine host moderators from our public relations agency. The network developed a host guide with nutrition topic areas, and we trained the hosts thoroughly in the 2005 U.S. Dietary Guidelines, points to follow up with the participants, and how and when to direct conversation away from the fringe nutrition ideas. And that was really important because in a previous video that we'd done, we found that our participants in the video had a lot of their own ideas about what was good nutrition, and it was pretty far from what our ideas about good nutrition were. We also incorporated some at-home shots of our participants and their families, and that added a lot of interest to the talk show part. There were a number of key discussion topics that revolved around healthy eating, in particular what people had done for their own families. I loved the part about folks feeling like physical activity was their own playtime with their children. That really resonated. And in particular, we had a hero mom concept, and it was really interesting how each mom felt that she herself was a hero mom and was setting an example for her family. What we really wanted to do was show the viewers that social norms among mothers like themselves were changing. And our participants, our cast really was mothers like themselves. We recruited our cast by using our contractors. The cast members were people that contractors had identified were taking part in their programs, and in some instances they were paraprofessionals who were working with our contractors, but people were all low income and quite a mix. We actually made two different DVDs. We did not just dub the English DVD in Spanish. The participants in our Spanish language DVD were all Latina. It was both the English DVD participants were of all racial and ethnic backgrounds. But the disc had both DVDs, and you chose which one you wanted to listen to. The difference between the Spanish language and the English language DVD was that the DVD cover was in a different language for the Spanish-speaking households, and the slide guide was done, which I will talk about in a minute, was in Spanish for the Spanish language households. The bilingual materials were packaged Spanish side up for the Spanish speaking households. And then there were two shorts also in the package, and they could be watched in either language. We focus group tested all of the materials after they were prepared, and we used focus group testing to decide how to label the box that everything went into, because after all, the goal was to get people to open the box. Without that, it was not very meaningful. So what we found was a picture of a family was a good draw, and reducing disease risks, that interested people, and the word free was very helpful to get folks to decide, okay, I'll look inside. Another important element was our success cards. The idea was to inspire people with real-life examples, again, using moms from the DVD for continuity. The idea was to help moms build identification with other women just like themselves, encouraging self-efficacy. They were tear-offs, the idea being that you could stick it on the fridge, you could put it in your purse, you could put that success card wherever you needed a reminder to help you with tips for how to achieve what you wanted to achieve. If I can do it, if she can do that, I can do that too. We had a mini magazine, a little 10-page magazine. One side, you had it in English, and then if you flipped it over, it was in Spanish. It had content relating to moms being change agents, using the slide guide to learn about how to eat fruits and vegetables, physical activity, using the business reply card to get more support from the network, and then encouraging moms to watch the DVD and use the success cards. This is a slide guide. Our original thought had been to direct people to use mypyramid.gov to figure out for themselves just what their needs were for fruit and vegetable intake, because the text in the mini magazine just says adults need 3.5 to 6.5 cups of fruit and vegetables a day. Our contractors told us that was not going to be very practical to send people to the computer. So we thought about it a while, and we knew about BMI slide guides. So we decided that this would be something that might be feasible, and we tried it, and we think it's pretty good. And there are 50 of them over on the table. So looking at the number of people in this audience, we encourage everyone to take two. Our direct mail went to 600,000 households in 6 counties. We identified census tracts in which 50% or more of the households had income levels that qualified, and at least 2/3 of the population by the U.S. Census spoke English or Spanish at home. We then worked with Handshake Marketing to identify households that were English or Spanish speaking, met criteria of having mothers of school-aged children living in them, and during the dates shown, we mailed out the packets. About half of the packets went to non-Hispanic households, the other half went to Hispanic households, and about 3/4 of the ones that went to Hispanic households went to Spanish-speaking households. We used random digit dial surveys in English and Spanish to see to what extent those packets were read, watched, used, and understood. About 20% recalled receiving the packet. When somebody received the packet, about 2/3 reported that they had either played the DVD or read the material. About 60% read them and didn't watch the DVD at all. Less than 20% only watched the DVD. About half the readers read most or all of it, but only about 1/4 of the viewers watching the DVD watched most or all of it, which I think really surprised us. Nearly 8 of 10 women who received the mailer also shared the information with others. If it was English language, it was most often with their spouse, but if it was Spanish language, it was a much bigger variety of people that it was shared with. Family, neighbors, friends, whoever. People did think that whatever they got was interesting, relevant, and useful, particularly for the Spanish language one, rated 9.4 to 9.9 on a 10-point scale. There were some significant findings in terms of whether or not it might have made a difference in terms of learning and education. Self-efficacy in particular improved on 3 out of 6 questions. That it might be easy to do something active with their kids, easy to limit screen time, and easy to talk about the importance of physical activity, again, particularly for Spanish-speaking households. There wasn't, unfortunately, any evidence that the mailer increased knowledge, changed information-seeking behavior, or saliency. We also had the business reply cards, and what you see is that 1.43% of Spanish-speaking households and 0.65% of English-speaking households return business reply cards asking for more information. And we understand that that is really a good rate of response for reply cards. So what we feel we learned is that the Hispanic targeting version really worked quite well. And what we feel we need to do is, number one, we need to put more emphasis on the website as a resource for getting more follow-up information. We also need to put an 800 number in addition to the BRC card, because some follow-up information that we got suggests that some of the target groups would really rather call an 800 number than mail something back. We also feel like we need to put more BRC cards into any packet we send out, because if somebody's going to pass it on to a friend and they use the BRC card, then there is another one there. We do think direct mail is a viable option for reaching our target audience. We don't think we have to produce another DVD for good direct mail, which is pretty good because it costs us about $186,000 to produce the two DVDs. We know that the more targeted a particular population group can be for whatever direct mail we send out, the better engagement there'll be. And finally, our next steps are going to be for 2009. We are going to try to reach 1.2 million low-income households 4 times. We're looking at door hangers as an alternative to direct mail. We're going to use a mini magazine format, a different topic each time, and we're going to include recipes because our focus groups tell us that moms want recipes. And we're going to try to engage right from the start people with BRC cards each time to really get them engaged with the network and taking part in what we do. We'll continue to build on our Champions for Change self-efficacy and social norms and building empowerment. This is my contact information, and I'd like to thank everyone who participated on this project, my co-authors, Elisa Diardelli, Larry Bai of Field Research, Susan Pennell, and David Ginsberg. Everyone else is from the Network for Healthy California and our advertising agency, Runyon, Salzman, and Einhorn. Thanks very much.
We can entertain some questions. Thank you.
Sorry.
Oh, you do? Okay, go.
Yeah, we're planning to basically double the number of people we reach, and we will be in more than 6 counties. You know, I'm not certain where all we're going to be, but I don't think it will be just urban.
Why did you decide to choose door hangers?
Well, I'm not sure that we will. We're looking at door hangers versus direct mailing. Some of the feedback that we've gotten from our focus groups, at least in the urban areas, we had been thinking door hangers might be a good idea, but some people are saying they really don't want somebody to come up to their door. So now we're kind of rethinking whether or not that's where we want to go. Well, it was 19% that remembered receiving it, but we actually ask everyone in the treatment group all of the self-efficacy and social norms questions. There was a different response between time one and time two on some of the people who remembered receiving the direct mailer than people who were in the treatment group and didn't remember.
Do you think that it would be useful to have some type of PSA, either radio or television before it's mailed out, even open it or some type of encourager?
I'm sure that would be helpful to have something that would let people know that something interesting was coming in the mail. That's really a fine idea. We're going to be working really closely with WIC in the upcoming year as the new food package is rolled out. There's going to be really close collaboration between Network and WIC since we're there. Bringing on the new fruit and vegetables purchasing, And that's one of the main things that we promote. So we're already right in line with as many of our programs as possible, working closely with WIC.
Okay. Thanks, Sharon. Thank you.
Our last speaker is Reba Miggs. She's also from the Network for a Healthy California.